Doug Christner, thank you so much for that. We appreciate that update. Well, clearly one area of the economy, major area of the economy that's going to be hit is going to be employment, the worker. To get a sense of how bad this can be and what the worker needs, Richard Trumka, President, AFL-CIO, joins us on the phone. Richard, thanks so much for taking time out of what I know is your busy schedule. First of all, just give us a lay of the land of how you think this coronavirus, the economic impact on the American worker will be.
Well, I think it's going to be very broad and very deep. First of all, it's going to have an impact on the frontline workers who are having to work under adverse conditions without proper protective equipment. Those people have to still go to work. And then it's going to be immediately targeted at low-income, low-wage earners, unlike previous recessions or downturns where it went after manufacturing first and then made its way to low-income workers. They're getting hit immediately. So we're seeing layoffs in manufacturing. We're seeing layoffs in construction. We're seeing it in entertainment, all along the line, transportation of all sorts, airlines, hospitality, along the lines. And you saw, of course, autos where the big three shut down, and the whole supply chain will follow very, very quickly. So they're going to be impacted immediately. That's why we've asked that everybody get 14 paid sick days, and then that we reimagine the unemployment insurance system by broadening it and increasing both benefit levels and administrative funding for it so that we can sustain this as much as we can throughout the crisis.
Richard, we've had some fiscal stimulus packages winding their way through Congress. Based upon what you know of what's coming, do you think that they will be impactful?
I think the one we saw last night was just woefully inadequate. What we need to do is first help those people who got immediately laid off, the low-income people that generally go from paycheck to paycheck. That's why we need to get them 14 paid sick days immediately. And then we have to increase the unemployment insurance so that it's broadened, deep, and then the benefits are better, bigger. And then with severely impacted sectors, like airlines, transportation, construction, retail, manufacturing, entertainment, and hospitality, we think that the federal government should actually assume payroll costs of idling or hibernating firms to ensure that they stay in business and workers can stay employed. And to do that, we would say that there'd be no layoffs, no pay cuts, no benefit cuts, so that workers can still begin to have some resemblance of demand and keep the economy moving so it doesn't totally collapse.
So that is much, much broader than what we've heard to date from either the administration or Congress. What is the response you've gotten when you've raised those types of programs?
Well, we've gotten a very, very favorable response from the Speaker of the House and the Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer. They understand the importance, and they will tell you that it's important to get money in the hands of workers. Workers, workers, workers. Because, as you know, our economy is 72% driven by consumer spending. If those consumers don't have any money, they can't spend. And so 14 paid sick days would be an immediate boost to the low-wage income people who are going to immediately go back black and not be able to buy because they live paycheck to paycheck. And then jacking up and broadening and deepening the unemployment system so that it's longer. And as this goes on, we can still sustain some type of demand and keep the economy at least above water somewhat. Those are important things. Keeping people on the job is our main goal as much as we can. And that's why we want the targeted aid to those industries that we talked about, but we want it coupled with there being no layoffs, no pay cuts, and no benefit cuts so they don't do what they did the last time. You'll recall they got money the last time. They did stock buybacks, management bonuses, and CEO pay increases, and workers got nothing. So it was like a holiday for them. No more holidays that come from a crisis. We want this to be good for the entire economy and the workers included.
So, Richard, there's also been, I guess, initial talk of in terms of getting cash back into consumers. Direct payments, Secretary Mnuchin's been talking about that, as well as the president, whether it's $1,000 or $1,500 initially. What do you think about those types of moves?
Well, we need to get money in the hands of workers. But look, if all you give workers is $1,500 and then you're done, that will run out very, very quickly. We say you have to increase the unemployment program so that it's broadened to cover more people, so it goes longer and the benefits are higher. And if you stack that on top of 14 paid sick days for everybody, then you have the basis to go forward and not see the bottom fall out of demand in the country. And as I said earlier, because we're 72% driven by consumer spending, we have to have money in their hands so that they can continue to spend. And with them being off the job, particularly low-wage workers that this has been targeted at so far, that's going to happen more readily unless we sustain workers in those severely affected sectors.
Richard, just quickly, how bad do you think this is going to get? Goldman Sachs is out with a note this morning saying they think the GDP could contract by 24% in the second quarter. We've never seen anything remotely like that. How bad do you think it's going to get for the American worker?
I don't think that Goldman Sachs is very far off the mark. Where I do think they're a little off the mark is they think it's going to snap back immediately, so that this will be like a V. I think it'll probably be more like a U, because this is going to be longer than people think. It's not going to be 2 or 3 weeks. It's not going to be just the second quarter. This is going to go through the third quarter as well. And if what the scientists are telling us, that in China they did a miraculous job, I guess, of separating people, and so they killed it. But they're now predicting that when they go back to normal life, normal production, and workers go back, they're going to get a second shot at it.
Yeah.
So this could be longer than we think, and we have to prepare for the long term. That's why we have to make sure that UI isn't just a single payment, but it's stretched out longer periods of time to cover more people and also better benefits so that
Got
we can sustain this.
Right, going forward. Richard Trumka, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time. Richard Trumka, he is the president of the AFL-CIO. What a day. We